We're doing brachot. We're up to the two dots on the bottom of the Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Avin Bar Avi Dama Rav Yitzchak. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tefillin. Rav and the son Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav Yitzchak, how do we know that God dons tefillin? And obviously this gemara cannot be understood literally. Shneimar, the verse says, Nishba Hashem b'imino v'zo. God took a vow in his right hand and his arm of power. God has a right, God has a left, God is omnipresent. Only the physical can have a right and a left. So the word yamin means power, yamin means strength. God has tefillin, God isn't physical. So obviously these are spiritual concepts, none of this can be understood literally. But at any rate, when it says God took a vow with his right, yamino zut Torah, shenemam yamino ishtat lamo, his right is a reference to Torah, as the verse says, God gave us the religion of fire from his right. So that's a description of strength. Right is a means strength. God took a vow with his arm of power. Elu tefillin. That's a reference to the tefillin. Shneimar, the verse says, Hashem oz lamoiten. God gives strength to his people. What strength does he give us? He gives us tefillin. Uminayin shatefillin ozem liYisrael. How do you know that tefillin gives power to the Jewish people? Dichtiv, as the verse says, V'ra'u kol ha'me'altz kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimeka. The nations will see that God's name is upon you and they'll be scared of you. Where do we have God's name upon us? So you have the tefillin. You have the shin on the head. You have the dalit and the knot in the back. You have the yud and the knot on the arm. You have shaka. You have God's name surrounding you. You have God's name on your body. The nations will see that and they will fear you. So you see that the tefillin represent a certain spiritual strength of the Jewish people. Petanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, we have the following price. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, Elu tefillin sheberosh. This verse is a reference to the tefillin that we don on our heads. This verse that says the nations will see God's name upon you, that's talking about the tefillin that we wear upon our head. Okay, all this is a gadol. We don't know what any of this means. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked Rav Chiya Bar Avin. He might be Rav Avin Bar Avida's son. I don't know. He asked him, "Hani tefillin d'mariyalma maktibu? What's written in the tefillin that God wears? What does God have in His tefillin? Our tefillin say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." What does God's tefillin say? Amalei says, it says in God's tefillin, "Umikam chayisrael go'achad ba'aretz." Who is like your nation Israel, who is a single nation on planet Earth? We declare God is single. So God's tefillin, God declares we are single. Umimishtavach kud shabrichu b'shivcha yud Yisrael. Does God really take praise in the praise of Israel? In, says the Gemara, yes. Dichtiv, as the verse says, et Hashem imat hayom, Hashem imrich hayom. You exalted God today, and God exalted you today. Amal lema kadosh baruch hu liYisrael, God says to the Jewish people, atem asitun chativa achat ba'olam, you gave me one picture in the world, v'ani esetchem chativa achat ba'olam, and I'll make you singular, I'll single you out, I'll give you one picture in the world. One picture meaning you'll be singled out, you'll be your own entity, and you'll have your own shape, your own form, just like you gave me a picture in the world, so to speak, where the world can understand that there is this one God of monotheism, the God of Israel. You give me a representation down below, I'll also give you a representation down below. Atem asitun chativa achat ba'olam. You give a picture of me that I am singular in the world, as you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You make a declaration, Hear, O Israel, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. V'ani esetchem chativa achat ba'olam, and I'll also single you out in the world, as the verse says, U'mikam chai Yisrael go'achat ba'aretz. Who is like your nation Israel, a singular nation on planet Earth? Amar l'Ravacha b'rid Rava l'Rav Ashi. So Ravacha, the son of Rava, asks Rav Ashi, Tenach b'chad beita. We know the tefillin that we don on the head has four compartments, so I understand. This verse is what's written in one compartment. In one compartment it says, look at how singular is your nation Israel. B'shal batei mai. What does it say in the other compartments? Again, none of this could be understood literally. Amalei, he said the following verse. Ki mi goy gadol u mi goy gadol. For what great nation is God so close to? Who is this great nation that God listens to whatever they ask for? That's one. Ashrecha Yisrael. The second verse is, praised are you Israel, who is like you? O anisa Elokim, or as any potent being done such miracles to take out a nation from within a nation, ultitcha elyon, and God has placed you above all the other nations. So he gave me four verses there. We said you need another three. Hachi nefishlu tuva bati, then God wears tefillin with five houses? How does that work? You have one extra. Ela, kimi goy gadol, mi goy gadol, didam ladadi b'chad beita. The verse that says kimi goy gadol and the verse that says umi goy gadol, those two go in one house. Ashrecha Yisrael, umi kamcha Yisrael, v'chad beita. Praised are you Israel, who is like you Israel. Those two verses that are similar to one another also belong in one compartment. on Isa Elokim Bechad Beita. The other verse goes in its own compartment. Ultitchalion Bechad Beita. And the fourth verse also goes in its own compartment. And just like an art tefillin that's on our arm, we have all four parshiyos written on one long scroll. And the tefillin that's on our head, we have four separate compartments, four separate parchments with the four parshiyot. The tefillin that's on the arm have the same four parshiyot, but they're written on one long scroll by the same token. And God's tefillin up above, all of these parshiyot are written in the tefillin that God wears on His arm. What does any of this mean? I have no idea. Means on some level, some spiritual level, so to speak, God takes pride in us. But more than that, I don't know.